Bacon and eggs were being served up to the teachers, administrators, and politicians at TABCO's 17th annual legislative breakfast Saturday. And there was a verbal feast as well, as one person after another cut into the way Common Core has been implemented in Baltimore County. It's been a rush job. It was given the teachers too late. They've had to work extra hours, and they've had little training. TABCO President Abby Baton said teachers weren't asked for their advice about the set of national standards the state's requiring localities to implement, and that led to a train wreck.
What surgeon asks the hospital administrator how to perform delicate surgery? Yet teachers are constantly being directed how to teach.
Delegate John Olszewski is chairman of the county's House delegation and is currently running for the state Senate. He's also a former teacher. He cited a Maryland State Education Association poll of teachers in which 43% of them said they received their curriculum 2 weeks or less ahead of time.
I can tell you right now, if I were still teaching, my hair is going gray already, which is a concern, but I would have no hair because I've been pulling it out.
Baltimore County School Superintendent Dallas Dance told the teachers he gets it, and he's promising relief. He said elementary school teachers will have in their hands the English Common Core curriculum for the next school year by June 1st. He said he'll set aside about $2 million to pay for teacher training. And Dance says he'll hire more substitutes so teachers can at times step away from the classroom to learn the Common Core curriculum. He said he'll let the individual schools figure out how to make that work so teachers aren't missing an action from their classrooms.
Because as teachers, you want to be around your kids. So I don't want to write lesson plans for a substitute so that they can implement them when I'm out doing lesson planning for my kids.
The teachers' union filed a grievance against the county school board last November on behalf of the 8,700 teachers in the system. TABCO said some teachers were working 30 hours or more extra each week just to keep up with the changes. Baltimore County School Board President Larry Schmidt agrees there have been a lot of stumbles out of the gate with the Common Core, and some of the fault lies with the county. But he said change is hard and that everyone needs to come together to make it work because, like it or not, Common Core is here to stay.
Grievances and resistance for resistance's sake, at least in my view, is not the path to cooperation that will lead to a teamwork approach, which I think we really need to get this goal accomplished.
Cheryl Bost, vice president of the Maryland State Education Association, set another goal for the teachers: get legislators and county officials to lean on state and federal departments of education to slow the pace of reform. She says she wants no new education reforms until the current problems are fixed.
We have to provide our educators time, resources, professional development, and the technology they need to be successful in the classroom.
State Senator Catherine Klausmeier told the teachers to call their legislators during the upcoming 90-day session with solutions on how they can help make things better in the classroom. Maryland, 45 other states, and the District of Columbia have adopted the Common Core curriculum. I'm John Lee reporting in Timonium for 88.1 WYPR.